This is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news and review.
Hey, everybody. This is the one and only your hood professor, Dr. Emetris J.R. Bell. This is the week beginning April 22nd, 2024, the week starting. This is also the day of Earth Day. I want to say to everybody, happy Earth Day for all those people out there. Happy Earth Day. This is the day where we look at our environmental and climate change and everything that's going on around the world. Wanted to tell everybody this is the day that we remember things that what Mother Nature has set before us. This is one planet, one Earth. We have this day to where we as people need to be in this hellacious, somber thing that we need to protect our Earth. In the news, the climate change has been saying, a lot of people have been saying that the climate doesn't affect anybody. No, there's no such thing as climate change, because the reason being is that, my personal opinion is that big companies like Big Pharma, big corporations are now trying to lobby with the government to lower deregulations with the EPA, their Environmental Protection Agencies, to protect and lower things so they can create more money and more jobs and everything. And they're saying that if you deregulate everything, that this will create better jobs. In reality, you're hurting the environment. This is National Earth Day. So today is the day that we try to do our part. Here's the problem. It doesn't matter where you live at, depending on where you live at or what country, what township, what city and everything. Let's just give them a good example. Say you live in a small community, a small city, you know, a small city and stuff, and you are trying to do your part. Yeah, you could do your part. One person does their part, but it takes a collective of people. In major big cities, a lot of places are doing these things called urban gardens, sprawling. Also, there's companies now that are popping up. There's this one company that has semi-trucks. They're called Urban Farms, where these big semis with a trailer, and the trailer is an actual farm where they can harvest and grow crops and stuff on these trailers and stuff. They're doing their part. A lot of people are doing their part. The government's doing their, government's trying to do their part, but which is really hard because a lot of things that are going on, because when one country decides to go eco-friendly, other countries have to get on that one accord like they do with the NATO and everything. And that's what happened. Oh, let me tell you a little history. Let's go back and further. Do you know the reason why we have NATO? NATO was created based out of the League of Nations. League of Nations was doing World War I when a bunch of nations got together and said that we will be an ally to each other, that when we call upon you, you will help. Former President Donald J. Trump, when he got into office, this is something that we knew about, but a lot of people just forgot, that he went to NATO and said, we don't want to pay. Why do we have to pay more than other countries? Other countries don't give up their share. Well, here's the problem with these countries that are in NATO. Some countries don't have the assets and the amount of money that NATO requires. Like one country will sit there and say, we'll make a fictitious company. Fictitious, not company, country. Djibouti country is a part of NATO. And they don't have enough money to pay to be in NATO. Like, it's like being in a fraternity or in a club or like a timeshare. Like you pay into a timeshare and you pay your money every month into this timeshare, and you can use the timeshare whenever you want to. That's what NATO is. NATO is like a timeshare. I use that because it's a great analogy. They're like a good example. Whenever they decide like to use NATO, they can call them and say, hey, we need NATO to do this, this, and that. And NATO says, okay, we will help you. But see, the United States said at the time when former President Donald J. Trump was in, other countries were like, hey, we need NATO to help. And they were like, well, how much have you paid into NATO? And they go, not enough. Y'all haven't been paying y'all's fair share. And that's what hurt a lot of those countries, because former President Trump was like, you didn't pay your share. You shouldn't be in NATO. That's not how NATO is. NATO, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's how he wanted to done. I'm not advocating anything about that. I'm just telling you how it is. Also with other countries, The U.S. as well as other bigger countries that have the means should be able to help without stressing the point of, well, we need our help. We need, you know, and that's what happened. Also in the news that I want to tell you, in the news would come into sports. The Broncos revealed a throwback uniform jersey for Denver. Denver Broncos decided to bring back their retro jersey to stir up things to make their team look more appealing to everybody. And in NFL, a lot of countries, a lot of companies, and a lot of teams are trying to go this retro to get more fans involved and stuff because they're trying to generate more money. Also, the LA Chargers, their head coach, which is Coach Harbaugh, he came from Michigan. He got a tattoo that said 15-0 on his arm for Michigan because he was a Michigan head coach. See, a lot of these NFL teams are looking at head coaches from the college to get them into the NFL because they want to get those wins like they have. But the problem is with that is that this, here's the thing. For those who don't understand, here's the thing. If you are a coach, you are a head coach of a college team, yes, granted, you can get a lot of wins and you can be doing a lot of things like you can get a lot of wins and things like that. And you can get a lot of these winnings and stuff. But the problem is with that is that this is what happens. See, what you do in college, you can't do in the NFL. See, NFL plays by different rules and have different laws. And their laws and rules are totally different than what they do in the NFL. See, the NFL play by a different ball game. College goes by NCAA rules. And their rulings are totally different. So when you look at things like that, they go, oh, wow, okay. Also, in the news, the stock market for this week is looking pretty good. The bull and bear market is stabilizing. If you are looking to invest in the market and you have money, the best stock I can recommend, this is what I'm recommending. I'm not saying you have to get it. If you can afford it, it's the S&P 500. It's a great stock to get into. If you're looking to get into some stocks, the S&P 500 is a great stock to get into. It's something that if you can afford it, it's like about almost $6,000. If you got that kind of capital, get into it. If you don't, just buy some shares. Listen, buy stock. Some. I don't care how much it costs. If it costs like $2 or $3, hey, buy it. One or two shares is great. Some people always tell me, hey, coach. They always say, hey, coach, hey, professor. If I buy this one share, say I buy one share of this stock that costs like $2, is that going to make me rich? No. It's not going to make you rich, but it's going to make you have some stock because having some stock is better than not having any. Because you can talk to someone and say, well, I got a share of this stock. See, back in the old days, back in the early turn of the century, the 1900s, people were investing in stocks and stuff, buying stocks and stuff. Because back then, stocks were really expensive. In today's market, back then, $4 and $5 was like almost thousands and stuff. So you want to build your capital, build it to the point to where you is the type of person that you can have the assets to build your mega capital and marketing and everything else. You want to be able to do that. And I tell everyone, have a couple of shares, one or two, three or four, build a little wallet. You know, you can, some people will say, what kind of stock should I invest in? Should I listen to the markets and should I listen to what people tell me, what the analysts say? If you want to look at stock market and you want to listen to somebody who's talking about great stocks, do this. There's one stock person that I would recommend you to invest into and to look into. And that would be the person you need to look into is this person. You need to look up Wall Street Trapper. Wall Street Trapper is this guy. He's an urban kind of guy. He's an African-American. He's a person of color. I can say African-American, but I just say person of color. He's just a person. And he teaches you about the stocks, what to do, how to look at the stock market. He has a podcast. He has a YouTube podcast, and he talks about that stuff. He has an Instagram. He has a Twitter account. I'm telling you right now and stuff like that, he has Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, And he also has a YouTube channel. He talks about stock market. Every Tuesday, he goes live and he tells you about what's going on in the stock market. That's someone if you're trying to get into stock. If you're trying to get into crypto, which is something that I would tell people to, if you're trying to get into the crypto market thing, there's his app. I would say if you have Cash App, you can also have like $5. You can deposit money into that thing and every week put $5 into your crypto wallet. You could buy Bitcoin at $5, $5 every time. You can stack up till you get to the full amount of one whole coin. Because in crypto, it's like this. Take a pie, like a whole pie, like a cake. And you're cutting the cake and you keep cutting it and splitting it and splitting it. And that's what it is. It's called fractionals of a pie. The word Satoshi means small pieces. It's named after Nakamura Satoshi. And that right there is the one right there. It's little tiny fractions. That's for Bitcoin. Satoshi is fractionals, hash marks, hash rates. Hash rates is what they use to mine when you go mining. That's called the hash rate. It's numbers. See, crypto is nothing but hash rates and stuff, numbers, calculating. And there's people that I've looked at on the market that have got rich off of crypto. And there are some people that are like, I want to go buy. Listen, you can buy, and also listen carefully, buyer beware. If you are on Facebook, or you're on Instant Messenger from Facebook, or you're on Instagram, and you get these people say, hey, if you give me this much money, I will help you get this much in crypto. Do not spend that money. Cause I'm going to tell you right now, it is something that I would not do if I were you. You should not do that. The reason being, because you're making them rich, but you're not going to get it. They're going to tell you a good example. The reason why I say that, because I did it. Some lady hit me up and said, hey, give me $100 and I'll give you $1,000 in Bitcoin. Give me $100. So I sent her $100 and she says, give me about 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, I hit her up and then this lady sent me a message and this is what she said. She said, I need another $200 in order to release your $1,000. I'm like, what? I need another this amount of money. So I go, what? But you said in the beginning, oh, I know, but now there's some kind of loophole and I give them all these excuses. Beware. I did the homework. I did the mistake, so you don't have to. Do not be leery of that. I don't care. Now, if it's one of, like, say, for instance, if it's like one of your friends, somebody that you know and trust, and they tell you, yes. But they got to be someone you know and trust. If you don't know that person, do not trust it. I got a lot of people that have been hitting me up talking about how they got caught up in those things. Just be leery about that. Also, in the news, one of the Kennedys is running for president as an independent. He was a Democrat, but now he's running as an independent. Now he's about to take some of the numbers, some of the people's vote. But there's a problem. The Kennedy family don't trust him. So all the Kennedy family are now supporting Joseph R. Biden, which is our current administration president. So now he's like, I don't get the backing of my family. They say, we love you, but we're not going to support you. We're supporting Joseph R. Biden, our current president, to run for president. And they really don't want to support the Republican front runner, which is Donald J. Trump. J stands for John. Trump. They're not supporting him. President Trump, he says, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. What do you got to lose with me? Look at the current, look at the prices and everything. Well, here's what happened. And this is so that you can understand about, this is right here, so that you can understand about what's going on and when it comes to the political aspect of everything. There's three people running. There's like over 30 people running. When it started, there was like 30 people, but each person, a lot of these people that are running for president don't get enough recognition. The one person that they're really focused on and they're talking about who looks presidential, but he can't run because he's not the nominee is California's governor, Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom, it looks presidential. When he debated against the governor of Florida, I'm telling you right now, when he debated to the point where you would know, like, wow, He looks presidential. Well, see, there's a problem with that. The state of California has the highest income taxes are high. Their unemployment rate is at an all-time stabilizing high. The homeless rate is super high. And the governor is saying that he's trying to do. Here's the thing about that homeless rate. When I want everyone to know, everybody always asks about the homeless rate. Here's the thing. Some states like California that have a high homeless rate, you know, it's more people make more money when those homeless people are homeless than they are by getting them off the street. The reason being, it's a billion-dollar industry. Because I see like this thing in California, people that are out there in Hollywood on Skid Row. Here's what happened. I did this thing and I looked into this video where this guy talked about it. This one guy, he was homeless. This reporter / YouTuber journalist, you know, YouTube journalist did a video vlog and he talked about it. And he was asking these homeless people. And this homeless guy says, I like being homeless. I can sleep where I want. I can eat whenever I want. And I have no bills. You know, he says, I'm good. I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream of living a homeless lifestyle. And that's something that people go like, well, you know, and then here's something that a lot of people have been asking. What happened when COVID hit? Why weren't the homeless people affected more by COVID than anything else? Why didn't the federal government go down there and Skid Row and started? And they said, well, they did. But no, they didn't. They did to some, but not to everybody. Because the majority of the homeless people didn't die of COVID. Why? Because their immune system was not compromised. Like the regular people were dying of COVID, you know, and a lot of people are saying that there are all these speculations and stuff. That's something that's been going on. Also, there's been a lot of stirring up what's going on in Hollywood, dealing with a lot of the things that are going on with Oprah Winfrey coming out. Allegedly, they're saying that she's one of the gatekeepers. See what that, here's, I'm going to tell you what that means. A lot of people always ask me, what does that mean? Professor, what does the word gatekeeper mean? Gatekeeper means a person who's made it into the industry, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's in the music, whether it's in the political, whether it's in the media. They're what you call, they've made it. They got to the point to where they're well-known and they're established, where people know who they are, and they're so established that people just look at them and know that they made it. And now they're asking, why don't you help other people to get up there? And they're like, nope, I don't want to. I'm holding back. And that's what that means when they say gatekeeper. Because there's some people, like in comedy, they're gatekeepers. Like a good example that I saw this video where they talked about it, where one comedian said, some of these comedians who never earned their stripes, but they had a meeting. Somebody walked in there. Somebody came to them on one of their comedy stages and said, hey, you want to be famous? I need you to do this, this, and that, and I will get you famous. And these guys, some people will do whatever they have to do just to get famous. And I tell everyone that if you're one of these ones, you're trying to get into the Hollywood schemes, trying to get into music, trying to get into the movies, trying to be famous as far as a comedian or whatever you're trying to do to make yourself well known. There's some people that have made it without the gatekeepers. Here's the thing. Here's a good thing. There's a guy named Country Wayne. Country Wayne is a YouTuber who made so much money during the COVID because people were looking for content, and he owned the content because that's his content. He was a content creator who owned his content, and he made millions off of the views and stuff, short content. Because look, the attention span on someone who's listening to them is like 3 minutes, 10 minutes, under an hour. It's like under 30 minutes. That's people's content they look at. And if they follow you and they build up these numbers, a good person that did that was the branding. Look at Kim Kardashian, former Kim Kardashian and the whole Kardashian family, Kardashian-Jenner family. They made millions off of being a content creator. That's what I'm telling you. To get into that simple realm of what you know that can be done, is that's what they're doing. People were wondering, going like, well, hey, professor, how did the Kardashians, that's what they did. They got sponsors and stuff. So for you and everyone else, listen. Just listen. You want to get famous, you got to get out there and grind. You got to put out those numbers. And those numbers is what's going to help you achieve your dream. Turn your dreams into reality. That's what happens in that, far as that in the entertainment industry and stuff like that. But I also want to tell you something that you need to understand about what's going on. The breaking news that happened early this morning is that the Supreme Court will take up the legal fight over ghost guns. A lot of people were asking me, Professor, what is a ghost gun? Ghost guns are guns that are made off of a 3D printer. I mean, not the whole gun, just the shell of the gun, not the front sight compensator. It's the body of the gun and the body of the gun. And it has no serial number on it. That's a ghost gun. And a lot of people were looking at that going, well, that's called a ghost gun because it can't be traced. And they're looking at that. And a lot of people always attribute, this is what I don't understand. This is something that I never understood. Okay, I'm going to debunk everything. People always say these AR-15s. AR-15 means Armalite. It was a company that manufactured an assault rifle. See, you can't say they're all AR-15s. They're not AR-15s. They're assault rifle. And then when you hear this argument, people will say, well, it's the same thing. No, it's not. AR is a brand. Like, if you're old school, like some people are old school, like they'll say, go to the store and get me some Kleenex. Go get me a box of Kleenex. Kleenex is a brand. Or go get me some Clorox. Instead of saying, get me bleach or go get me some tissue, they'll say, get me Clorox. Or go get me this, or like a branded name. Or like if you're in the South, here's a good thing. If you're in the South, they say, go get me a Coke. Yeah, go buy me a Coke. I'm going to the store, and yeah, what do you want? Oh, yeah, buy me a Coke. And you're like, okay, well, what kind of Coke? Yeah, give me the clear Coke. And they know that the clear Coke means you want Sprite. Or give me the orange Coke, that means you want like Fanta. They don't say, go get me Fanta. They just say, go get me Coke. That's a Southern thing. Like if you're in Mississippi, down there near Memphis and stuff like that, down there along the Gulf area, people say Coke because Coke is the most popular brand down there. Now around the United States, we're going to look at this right here. That's what they say. And then like going like along New Orleans and stuff, they say the same thing and things like that. Also, they said Tesla slashed prices for their cars after software issues in one of its toughest week yet. Elon Musk has been having issues with his thing, and he's been laying off people. A lot of the employees been laying off. Also in Tennessee, this is big. UAW had just now voted. They have now just voted to come into Volkswagen's manufacturing auto plant before, because Tennessee is a right to work state, companies can put their business there without having a union. But the UAW union, with a strong backhold, spent tons of money to lobby and they had the employees to vote. A lot of the young people were issues. They were saying that we want the union to back us. So the union now is in the Volkswagen manufacturing plant. And a lot of people were like, what? Yes. Before it wasn't, and people just got the job. See, the thing about having a union is that you can't get fired unless you slug your boss. It takes the walls of Congress to get you fired when you have the union backing. When you don't have the union, they can fire you over anything. Your productivity is, they can sit there and say, we're going to change the productivity. Yours is at 80%, want to go up to 90%, want to 100%. And they can keep increasing the productivity of your work. With the union, they say, we want to increase your productivity. Oh, no, let me talk to my union rep. Boom. Union comes in and says, nah, that can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. That's the thing about union. Union is a good thing, but also people say it's a bad thing because of the way things are and the way we work and stuff. So that's something that happens with the union. And for this week right here, the weather is going to be really good in certain areas. weather is in a mild area, the northeast areas, the New England areas is mildly temperature. In the Midwest, it's still during the tornado seasons and stuff. We're still in the month of April, so that's called tornado seasons, high winds and stuff. It's the springtime, so the winds and weather is balmy. In certain areas, like I lived in the Midwest, and I can tell when it's going to rain. Reason why? Because you can smell it. It's called that sweet smell of rain. And you can also look at the clouds, the ominous of the clouds. They get darker, like people in areas around that area. Also, in the state of Oklahoma, the largest casino in the United States is Windstar. It's the largest casino. It's a tribal casino. Tribal casinos right now, this is something I want to tell you. Tribal casinos right now are having issues because states now are saying that they want to put up other casinos on top of the tribal. Tribal casinos popping up around the United States are saying the laws state that this is, why do you want to open up a gaming house, like a tables and games house? Meaning like poker, Pai Gow, blackjack, and stuff like that. Texas Hold'em. These other companies want to come in. They want to make every state like Vegas. And a lot of tribal casinos says, we don't want that. Because we adhere to the standards and laws that y'all set forth for us. And we want to keep it that way. A lot of states, a lot of places are like, no, we want to open up. And then governors are like, yeah, go ahead. Because they're looking at the economics of, and these lobbyists are popping in with millions of dollars, running ads and stuff saying, we want to be just like the tribal. Here's the thing. If you want to do that, then you need to let tribal casino, you need to let all these tribes that want to start a business open other businesses other than a casino or a liquor store or a financial institution. Because there's a lot of tribes that open like loan companies, financial institutions and stuff like Big Sky and all those companies and stuff. Do you know that one tribal casino has a casino in Vegas, the Palms? That's a tribal casino. And one of the largest thing is Hard Rock Cafe. That's owned by the Seminole Indians. Tribal. They got casinos all over the world. And I'm just telling you because it's Hard Rock. That is a part of it. See, that's the only thing they can do. For you, and I tell everyone else, let these people, if you want to deregulate things, let tribal casinos, let tribes start businesses on tribal land. The government is now saying that we want to take tribal land from people. We want to do oil fracking. We want to put pipelines through tribal land. But you only allow the tribe to have this little piece of land. Do you know that a lot of tribal members who live on reservations they have to live in the houses that is being put on the tribe? Like one tribal lady said, I'm in the Lakotas. That's in the Badlands, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Badlands. And she said, I want to start a company, but they can't because the Bureau of Indian Affairs says you're not allowed on tribal land. That's what I'm talking about for things like that. And for everyone else out there, that's things that's going to hinder you or hurt you. It's going to better yourself or make things more prosperous. So for all you people out there, just listen. If you want things, make it fair for everyone. Do what's right. Let the tribes be able to make themselves money because they employ a lot of people. A lot of these tribes employ a lot of people. And that's what they do. They employ tons of people and they create money for the communities that these tribes are at, that these casinos are at, like Yamava, Morongo, Spotlight, Tortoise Rock, Fantasy Springs, Sobaba and stuff like that, and Agua Caliente. These casinos are popping up. They're creating jobs for all these people, and people don't see that. And then you got Augustine, one of the smaller ones. They're making money for everyone, and a lot of people are saying that, we want this. Look, what's fair is fair. Hey, everybody, this is your one and only professor. I gave you a little bit of tidbits of everything. I might throw some more back out for the rest of this week. I might throw another one in for the weekend review. This is the weekend review for April 22nd, which is Earth Day. I want to tell everybody I'll catch you later. I love y'all. I appreciate you. Keep rocking with me, and I'll start giving you more news. I'm looking at the news and what's going on and stuff like that. Hey, I will appreciate y'all. Keep rocking with me. If you want to support my channel and stuff, do two things for me. These are the two things I ask for you. Don't need no donation. All I want you to do is spread my podcast around. That's all you got to do. Just share my podcast. That's it. You're helping me grow my channel. We're doing it organic, and organic is how I'm going to do it. All right? This is your one and only Hood Professor, Dr. Emeritus J.R. Bell, and I love you. I appreciate you. I'll catch you in my next podcast.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.